there, everybody. Hi, welcome back to the Play Prompts podcast. Gosh, that's tricky to say, isn't it? So we're up to episode 13 now, which is crazy. And this week I have chosen to theme it around a new pack of our mini Play Prompts that I launch in tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, Friday the 26th of April, our wedding mini Play Prompts packs are going to be available from 8 a.m, which is really exciting because, as with all of my packs of Play Prompts, I've always written and designed them on the basis of things that you guys ask for, and this is something that I have been asked for a long, long time and kept putting it off. However, as the wedding season is approaching, I thought now was the time to release them. So it's really exciting that they are going to be available for you to order, because I know how tricky it is to attend a wedding with young ones with you. It's lovely, isn't it? They are always lovely celebrations, but can also be a very long day for young children. So today I'm going to share my 5 top tips for taking young children to a wedding, and of course that includes our wedding mini pack of Play Prompts. So really exciting stuff. So should we get started? Yeah, so as I was saying, a couple of years ago we had 10 weddings in 1 year. It was crazy. So it was almost one wedding a month. We were quite fortunate to find childcare for most of those, but we did take Mason with us to a couple of them, and he was about 2 at the time, so really little. And it just made us realize actually how tricky it is to keep them entertained. I think particularly with weddings, as wonderful and lovely as they are, they can be a very long day for a young child, and there's often lots of waiting around, particularly if there's photos or the meal and the speeches, things that children might not necessarily be finding very exciting. So it can be a long day for them. So I'm hoping that my top tips and our wedding Play Prompts can maybe help you out and make it a much easier day, so you've got a bit more time to celebrate and relax and maybe even have a glass of champagne. But yeah, so hopefully it can help you. So of course, probably as you'd expect, my first top tip is to take plenty of snacks and drinks, because it can quite often be a long day and the meal ends up being much later in the afternoon. And with young children, as we know, they like to graze, they like to snack, normally at the most inconvenient of times. But I just find having plenty of snacks with you, plenty of drinks and things, with a bit in a big bag, it's just going to help you make the day much easier, and it's also going to stop them from getting distressed as well. So I'd always make sure you've got plenty of things with you. And then for the second one, this is quite tricky actually, and we fell for this last time actually. I would highly recommend making sure that your children are in comfortable outfits. Now, I know that sounds silly, but we want to squeeze Mason into this tiny little suit, and actually, oh my goodness, he hated having it on, and it caused so many problems that in the end, luckily we had a change of clothes in the car and we ended up having to change him. So I would just make sure, particularly if they've got a little dress or a little suit or something that is comfortable, that they are going to be able to wear all day, or have a change of clothes for after the ceremony if you need to change them so that they can relax a little bit and maybe be a little bit more comfortable. It's just about making the day as easy and as simple as for you as for them, and whatever makes it run as smoothly as possible. So I'd highly recommend comfortable outfits, and for you as well, because there's nothing worse than having to kick your shoes off because they're hurting your feet, isn't it? Okay, and then number 3, you maybe didn't expect this one from me, but I would always highly recommend you have a well-charged iPad with you, because yes, we can do lots of fun and games and activities with them, but there may just be those certain times when you just need them to be quiet, particularly during the ceremony, or maybe the speeches when you actually need them to be quiet for a moment. So I would definitely have one of those to hand. It just makes life easier. Of course, if you're not into screen time, then that's fine. So be it, no problem at all. But yeah, just something that I have found is always worth just having a phone or something with you with something downloaded onto it, whether it's songs or games or a program, just for particularly those times when they actually have to be quiet. Otherwise, you might end up like I did. We went all the way to France for a wedding and I had to miss all the speeches because it was just too long for Mason sat down, and I ended up running around outside on the grass and missed it all. So if only we had something that would have kept him quiet just for 10 minutes or so, that would have been really nice. But never mind, I heard everyone laughing from outside anyway. And then the fourth of my recommendations for things to make taking kids to weddings as easy as possible. I don't know if you've ever tried a child with a disposable camera. Now, these can be really good fun. You can get lovely children's digital cameras. They can be great. But if it's something that you don't want to be precious about, that you constantly have to look for and charge and keep an eye out, a disposable camera, you can pick them up super duper cheap and really great for young children. You could maybe even write them a little list of things that they need to take photos of, which would give them a little bit of a challenge for those older children. But if not, they may just enjoy introducing themselves to the different wedding guests and taking their photos and things. And it's really interesting when you get the photos developed, you do get some really good ones. So that can be really popular. And then fifth and finally, as you can imagine, when you're sat, when you're having the wedding breakfast, when you're having your lovely meal, and you may be wanting to enjoy that glass of champagne to go along with all the toast, it's nice to have a bag of tricks with you to keep the little one entertained, particularly if they are sat at the table for a long time. So I normally take a Ziploc bag with me, just like a large pencil case. You can get lovely mesh ones or plastic ones on Amazon. I actually use those a lot for if we go to and eat in a restaurant, but they also work really well for going to weddings. And in there, I would fill it with lots of stickers, maybe colouring in books, some puzzles, maybe sets of beads, something like that, maybe some threading that they can do and make little bracelets for themselves. Just something that's going to keep them really entertained. Something that can do quite independently, allowing you to speak to other family members or friends that you've not seen for a long time. So something that they're going to be able to get on with themselves. And I know a fellow small business called Cotton Twist. She sells some lovely little activity packs that little ones could do as well. And that's like making key rings and all sorts of things. And you can even get those personalized as well. So they're really fab. And then, of course, why not? You could even pop in your little bag of tricks, our wedding mini pack of play prompts. So in there, you've got 25 activities that you could do with your little ones. It's got colouring in. It's got things for them to look for, things for them to count. It's got events of the day that they need to look out for. And when they see it, they can tick it off. So a little tick list. They've even got something for them to make their own name card for the table. So it's got loads of different things. And actually, for the first time ever, this is the first pack of play prompts that I'm selling that comes with a little pack of colouring pencils as well, because that's something that they're going to need. So you will get 25 different activities to keep your little ones entertained at weddings. I do suggest that they're for children over the age of 3, just because of the nature of some of the activities, like the colouring in, like the name card, and there's even word search in there as well. So it might be a bit trickier, but have a little look on our website. And if you think that your younger child might suit them, then go for it. That's fine. I just like to put on a guideline so people know what to expect. And like I said, it comes with a little pack of 6 colouring pencils as well, so they can really enjoy themselves, keep themselves busy, so that you guys can entertain and enjoy the wedding day. So that's it for me from today. So if you are interested in going to see our wedding mini pack of play prompts, please head on over to playhooray.co.uk, where all our packs of play prompts are there, and the wedding ones will be available from 8 a.m. from the 26th of April. And you could even personalise those, because I've had lots of bride and grooms getting in contact saying they're wanting them for their tables. So you can actually have them in little personalised tins, and perhaps you could put a message on the front saying thank you for coming to our wedding. In, or you can even put the child's name on the front as well. Just makes it extra special, because we all know children like to see their names on things. So yeah, head on over, go and have a little browse on the website. Everything will be there for you. Or come and find me over on Instagram at play.hooray, where I can help you out and answer any of your questions. As always, thank you very much for tuning in. A nice short one for you today. And if you've got any topics that you would like me to cover in future podcasts, then please let me know. I'd be more than happy to. And if not, they'll always be related to play or some way that I can help you out. All right, enjoy the rest of your day. Happy playing, everybody, and I will see you soon. Bye.